This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon here, and I am talking with Scott Wold, the director of the Redwood County Environmental Office. The question that we have here is, last December, Redwood and Renville County passed something, or they gave their approval to something called the Minnesota River Valley Recreation and Conservation Master Plan. And this is something that could theoretically affect everyone in the counties at some level, economically. And so I was just wondering, what is this plan and what is the goal?
If you look at an aerial view of the Minnesota River Valley, specifically between Redwood and Renville County, and if you back out and you can see it's surrounded by farmland, we're predominantly agricultural counties, you know, you'll see that the River Valley represents a very unique resource. It's kind of an island among the agricultural fields. And it represents a very small area, but there are a lot of potential varying uses that take place down in the River Valley. There is, you know, people down there that depend on the resource for their livelihood, agricultural or grazing. There are people who use it to recreate, to hunt, to hike, and there's potential tourism opportunities down there. This plan is really to take a look at, there's all of these potential uses. It's also a very fragile area, and so that ecological resource, if overused, is subject to damage. So this plan is to take a step back, recognize that this is a very unique and potentially very attractive resource in the community, and how can we best utilize it while making sure that we're not damaging at the same time, and respect those people that depend on it for their livelihoods day to day.
So this would be farmers, people maybe involved in business and industry, and tourism would, I imagine, would be a really big part of it.
Exactly.
What are some of the specific recommendations that have been looked at and that have been approved by the Redwood and Renville County boards?
They range greatly in what they are. It could be as simple as, you know, supporting additional water access areas. So how can we get people onto the rivers and off the rivers in a more convenient manner?
Mm-hmm.
To supporting maybe it's agribusiness in the area. You know, we have some wineries that are popping up, some additional opportunities that way, as well as to preserving some of the prime farmland that's down in the River Valley and making sure that that doesn't go into, you know, maybe a conservation program if its best use is agricultural at this time.
The Department of Natural Resources is involved as well.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. A couple years ago, Redwood and Renville County, we developed this plan through a grant, through the LCCMR, and we received a $75,000 grant to develop this Conservation and Recreation Master Plan. At about that exact same time, the Minnesota legislature passed a statute requiring the Minnesota DNR to also develop a comprehensive plan for the River Valley between Redwood and Renville County. Since we both had this, you know, us a goal and the DNR a directive to develop this plan, we got together and decided, well, it'd be best if we could try to develop this plan side by side, and if we can have a plan that is mostly a shared vision, we should do that. If there's areas we need to diverge, we'll do that at that time. But to try to see if we could get a single plan put together. And so we went through this process hand in hand with the DNR. They are still working on their plan, which has some additional detail beyond the plan that was adopted by each county.
And how was the plan actually put together?
You know, really the backbone is public input. So this isn't, you know, three county people and a consultant sitting in a room trying to figure out what are we going to do down mm-hmm. in the River Valley and how are we going to develop it. You know, it's really trying to get out there and get public input as much as possible and to try to synthesize that into a vision for the valley. We had the consultants conduct one-on-one stakeholder interviews. These were individuals identified associated with various interest groups, be it farming groups or recreation groups or conservation groups. And they would sit down for anywhere from 45 minutes to 2-3 hours and go through a series of questions and really get their thoughts on and their members' thoughts on the valley and what it means to them. And we also held four public open houses, two in early of 2007 or 2016 and two in the latter part of 2016. We had about 40 people at each of the open houses in the first one and about 30 or so in the second one.
I can imagine when you have all these different groups in, like say you have ag groups in, you have tourism groups in, and you have industry groups in, there are going to be some competing interests or claims. They're not all going to be on the same page.
Correct.
And so how does the commission find some way of creating something that hopefully most people will be happy with.
You know, this plan is not, in my mind, from my perspective, this plan does not push a specific agenda one way or another. It really is, in reality, a very small subset of both of our counties, this Minnesota River Valley, mm-hmm. and to recognize that there's these competing use sources, but also that development will happen. Whether it's recreation or continued farming, something will happen. This plan is really to take a look at that, gather from folks what we'd like to see, and try to make the best plan forward so that we can meet as many needs as possible down in that river valley. You know, private landowners down on the valley had some strong objections to some different things that, you know, maybe this increased presence of tourists in the valley. And that's reflected in the plan. You know, we want to be respectful of the people that live down there and mm-hmm. that spend their Saturday afternoons, and they don't want 2,000 cars driving down the dirt road in front of their house.
Yes.
It really is an attempt to recognize that something's going to happen. Let's make it thoughtful and planned out the best we can.
So change is going to happen, but let's just manage it as well as we can.
Correct.
Okay. When the Minnesota River Valley Recreation Conservation Master Plan is finally finished and agreed on and approved, is it binding or is it non-binding, especially with the DNR involved?
Any specific action is going to be approved on a case-by-case basis. So if it's the recommendation of the development of a new trail from A to B, well, that would have to have identified funding and willing landowners or additional public lands or whatever it is. That project has to stand on its own. So that would be a decision at that time.
Now, if people still have concerns or interests about this and would like to learn more, how could they go about that?
The best way would be to maybe look on our website. The Redwood County website has a link. There's a River Valley Master Plan website as well. Individuals could search online for Minnesota River Valley Recreation and Conservation Master Plan, and that should pull up the available resources. They're also welcome to come into either the Redwood County or the Renville County Environmental Offices and speak with us one-on-one about some of their questions, comments, or concerns that they have about the project.
Is there still wiggle room in the plan for making changes if the public has any suggestions or ideas?
All plans are fluid, and they have to remain fluid. Nothing is set in stone, so everything can be re-examined in the months and years coming forward.
And that is Scott Wold, the director of the Redwood County Environmental Office, speaking about the Minnesota River Valley Recreation and Conservation Master Plan. Thank you.
Thank you.